When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to the Garn Report. Celtics here in Miami lose 128-102, go down by 30 points in the third quarter. Effectively, see their season come to an end unless they pull off something no team has in history, overcoming a 3-0 deficit, something no one saw coming in this series. And for a team that's bounced back in tough situations before, shocking to see them barely show up to this game. Defensive effort, not there. Offensive execution, a mess. And the Heat took advantage of everything and kept building a lead to the 10s by the second quarter, to the 20s into halftime, and then 31 in that third quarter. And Joe Mazzulla, after the game, took full responsibility. Said he didn't have the team ready to play and said all this falls on him. Here's Joe talking after the game.
The last 48 hours?
I just didn't have him ready to play. I should have, whatever it was, whether it was the starting lineup, whether it was an adjustment, just I have to get them in a better place, ready to play, and that's on me.
Joe, you've always been very level whenever things are going well, going poorly. At some point tonight, did you just really let them have it and show all the emotion that you have? And at this moment, do you feel like you need to show that to save the season?
I think the most important thing is just sticking together. And then I have to be better. I got to put them in better positions. I got to get them ready to play. I have to have the game plan ready for us to be physical and to execute. And, it's important that we stick together.
So this is what everyone wanted to hear. Joe taking his responsibility. He's the top target right now.
Yeah.
And I think it's warranted. But is this all about Joe at this point?
It's not, but because of who Joe is and what he's been doing all season long, he's not going to stray from that, right? He's not going to start pointing fingers at this point. And this is the worst example. This would be the worst night to do that when the Celtics put together their worst game we've seen all postseason. And if you ask me, the way this team in the first half was playing in terms of like driving and kick, the Miami Heat, it felt like they were like two steps ahead of that, you know? So maybe that's what Joe Mazzulla is getting at. But also, this was that game where this is the game where going into the series, I was wondering which one it was going to be where the Heat just is just clicking and everyone is knocking down shots and guys are scoring in double digits. And unfortunately, this was that game. The Celtics just couldn't afford that at this point in the series, obviously, with essentially their season on the line. And all of a sudden now it's a 3-0 series. And you just never saw the Celtics find that momentum. And you never saw them find that rhythm on the defensive end. And that's what really concerns me, Bob. You know, I said a lot about seeing Joe Mazzulla go deeper into his bench, just pulling out some sort of, you know, wild card, whether it was, you know, Hauser or whether it was going just nine deep in general. Whatever, he could decide who those people were going to be. Now, I'm not saying that's the reason why the Celtics lost this game, but I just feel like when you couple those two together, along with Tatum and Brown just having horrid, you know, awful offensive production, combined production, this put the Celtics in a space where you just didn't see them coming back at all in that second half. And the Heat fed on that. And then came the quitting, if you ask me, or maybe not quitting, but just going into a possession 4, 5, 6 seconds into it, and the moment you get a chance to release that shot, you do it. And it just wasn't the recipe for them
it's
to come
like,
back
here,
in this
here
game.
Here you go, Joe. This is what you want. We'll give it to you.
Like, it just wasn't the recipe for them to go. Right, exactly. And you just saw the Miami Heat just continue to just pour it on. I mean, Gabe Vincent taking shots and you know, making defensive plays as if these guys were down by two and they're not up by damn near 30, or at least that was the case at the time. Like, that's the effort. That's the headspace that these guys are in, the Miami Heat. And they went for the kill, and this is the end result. Now they're up 3-0, and they just snatched the hearts out of the Celtics, if you ask me.
And we all know it's not all Mazzulla, but he's in huge trouble after this one. For him to take the blame for this, put none on the players, and admit after all season, this is something I've been big on, that the defensive identity they had last year, is it still there? And he defended that fiercely throughout the year. He'd point back to offense when they'd slip up on that end. but he'd point to their rankings, and they finished the year number two on that end. That's a feather in his cap that he could have pointed to after the year and said, we're still that defensive team. Tonight, he said, we lost that identity, and it's on me to get that back. And that combined with, I just think, numerous comments from players over the last couple weeks, and they came out and defended him tonight. But whether it's there was Marcus Smart, rightfully so, comment, or just different criticisms of game plans from Malcolm Brogdon and Jaylen Brown, you didn't see a group that's together. And yes, I do think guys are fiercely in his corner, like Jason Tatum in particular, but there's just not that togetherness underneath him. And it's clear whether Mazzulla should be the leader or not, I think, is up for debate, but it's clear he couldn't become that leader this year and galvanize this group. So he's in trouble, because I think he's just going to fall on this sword, and right or not, he's going to become the scapegoat for all this, even though the players, his philosophy, right, was it's their team.
Right.
And I think that's more and more became the case in recent weeks. You know, players are going to make adjustments. Players are going to take on the leadership voice, Allen practice, all of that. But it didn't work.
Yeah.
And I think that's where this really got bad, is when the players took over.
I'm glad Al laughed at that when it was brought to him, you know, brought up to him that Joe Mazzulla is putting this on him. He's just like, it's on all of us. And he's right. I mean, these guys are established veterans that not only went to the NBA Finals last year, but they've come to this stage more than a couple of times, right? The Eastern Conference Finals, Al Horford, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart. I mean, that's your core four right there. And whether it's a disconnect into if they agree with the direction they want to go in, or there's a disagreement with Joe Mazzulla, there's something there. There's some sort of disconnect in that locker room. And I'm glad that, you know, it's a talking point and that Mazzulla is finally, you know, saying that, but he doesn't have the solution, and it's clear. And I just feel like it's so obvious at this point that he's just
guessing. He might not be in a position to implement the solution either.
I think he's guessing right now. You know, and if your coach is guessing, then it comes down to the players, right? Tatum and Brown, they have to find a way to get the most out of this team, and they have to lead, not only by example, but again, like I was saying on the Celtics postgame show, they have to lead in a way that they haven't led before. They have to get out of their comfort zone. They have to do things that they haven't done, you know, essentially up until this point. And, you know, I think it'll be tough. I really do. I think this team, if they come out here and you know, put the best foot forward, like the way Tatum's been talking, all things that we heard throughout, you know, can they steal one? Sure, they could. But the fact that they have to go out and win four in a row, and just where they are mentally right now, it's just, it's not encouraging, you know, Bobby? It's not like they're losing a few of these games by a couple of points here or there. Like, no, man, these guys are just, the Miami Heat are figuring this team out. And the Celtics are not doing a whole lot of adjusting when you think about it, whether it's the team or whether it's, you know, Joe Mazzulla pointing him in the right direction, man. And I just don't feel good about them. I really don't.
It felt like the switch back to Robert Williams in that Philadelphia series came from the players. And I think that's where things really started to shift in terms of them taking the onus on where this is going. And then it stopped working. And they got away from it quickly here. Like you said, Joe's going between Pritchard, and now he's back to Grant. Grant plays nearly 30 minutes in this one. They're all over the place. White's starting again.
Right. He doesn't trust those guys.
No one has
the
wheel.
Doesn't trust the second unit. And look, people can say that, well, you know, it's not a whole lot to trust, but when you're in situations like this and you're grasping for something out of your bench, most of the time those aren't going to be the guys, because they haven't even seen the floor in over a week, a meaningful minutes, right? You know, Sam Hauser, you know, shit, even Blake Griffin. I mean, like, guys that just, I feel like, okay, look, Mazzulla trusts his guys so much, right? You know, Al Horford, you know, the way he's been shooting, you know, Derek White's been inconsistent and all that. But when it's not there, when the shots aren't falling, when you're not seeing that type of production, you have to make some kind of adjustment. You can't just stick with the same things and you're not getting the results. I'm not saying that, like, you have to play Hauser for 30 minutes or whatever, but, like, do something in the middle of the in-game adjustments. I just feel like Joe Mazzulla is just running laps around, you know. I mean, excuse me, Eric Spoelstra is just running laps around Joe Mazzulla. And you know, people can say, well, yeah, I mean, look at his experience. But still, I feel like the Celtics, with the talent that they have and the coaching staff that they, you know, that's been around this team for beyond this year, I expected a better effort for Game 3 when, again, your season is essentially on the line and, you know, you haven't beat this team once this series.
Gary Washburn asked Joe Mazzulla directly whether there's a divide between himself and the players right now. And Mazzulla didn't negate that notion. Here's his answer to that.
Joe, I don't want to say you lost this team, but is there a disconnect between you and the players at this point? Is there something not
quite working that might have worked in February or January, that you're not telling them to lose by 28 points, but they're you're telling them to try. So is there a disconnect?
Yeah, that's where I have to be better, is figure out what this team needs to make sure that they're connected, they're physical, and they're together by the time we step on the floor.
What do you think caused that disconnect?
Not sure.
So this is where we leave here, unless the Celtics can turn this around and doesn't look good. Masuva's done. I mean,
you think so? You think he's done?
I don't know how you come back from this. Divide between you and the team. A lot of the seemingly leadership positions that he ceded over to the team over the last couple games here, not to mention admitting that the defense wasn't where it needed to be this year, and just different failures for this plan. Yeah. Because I don't think the issue is that he couldn't implement his plan this year. He implemented his plan. It didn't work. They started veering in a bunch of different directions to try to counteract that here into this series, and it just ended up being a jumbled mess. This team doesn't have a leader right now, and we can debate whether Mazzulla was fairly put in that position to be that person, but he wasn't it. And you know, as we continue to discuss the fallout of the season, I think we'll see that Jason Tatum wasn't it. Other guys tried, like Al Horford, Marcus Smart, Malcolm Brogdon, and it wasn't enough. There just wasn't enough togetherness here. And Derek White did say in the locker room, biggest thing they were trying to do tonight was stay together, and they clearly did not.
Yeah, especially offensively, man. When, like, Miami Heat went on their mini run right after halftime, it was like it looked like a pickup game. You know what I mean by that? Like, everyone's just sort of just trying to do what they think is best, but there was no connectivity. There was no, you know, there was no sense of they're going to go on that run. It was just more of which one of these players are going to get hot and make a difference, and maybe they can piggyback off of that. But none of that happened, and I think the Miami Heat know that that's not the way they're going to a team's going to beat them, right? I mean, you're going to have to beat them in ways that you're slowing down not only their backcourt, but you're getting them out of a rhythm, and the Celtics never found that. So I don't know how they capture that type of focus coming into this, you know, coming into game four. But I just think it really does start with Tatum and Brown. Like, what are they going to do? You know, how are they going to empower this team? You know, I'm a little disappointed that they, you know, there's two seats up there, and like, they did the press conferences separately, man. Again, everything that's been coming out of this, all the comments and quotes out of this game from the Celtics players just gives you the sense, outside of Al Horford, right, who's been pretty positive, he's still saying, like, look, we still got another shot here. You know, they have to beat us four times. Outside of that, you're getting a lot of guessing and a lot of I don't knows.
Unfortunately, they leaned on that approach. They leaned on going back to talent and hitting shots and all these different things. They didn't take enough accountability this year when things didn't work. They didn't look themselves in the mirror enough. They just kind of moved on to the next game and kept hoping that things would work out. Yeah. And now they're in this massive hole without an answer for how to get out of it or solve the issues that are going wrong here. So
they
have one more game, and we'll go to practice tomorrow and see what they're working on and preview that game, because I think that's the next step. There's a lot of pieces to pick up once they do officially lose this series. But the big overarching story tonight, as much as the Celtics players defended him and try to stand up for him, is Joe Mazzulla taking full accountability for where the Celtics are at and acknowledging many issues that I think people criticize him for throughout this year, and now are very close to leading to this team's downfall. So the Celtics down 3-0. Josue Pavone, Bobby Manning, will have more reaction to some staggering comments. This has been the Garn Report. Celtics 0, Heat 3 at this point in the East Finals.
This segment of the Garn Report is brought to you by Factor. Visit factormeals.com/garden50 to get 50% off your first box. This edition of the Garn Report is also brought to you by Athletic Greens. Visit athleticgreens.com/garden for a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase.